All right, let's put it to you this way. Let's put it to you this way. Are you ready? God is love. Love is life. Laughter is living. God is love. Love is life. Laughter is living. Listen, got up this morning. I'm actually on Central Time. And so got up this morning at, 2:50. Is that right? Yeah, I guess that's right. Got up this morning at 2:50 a.m. Grabbed, instead of a big old cup of water, I got a bottle of Aquafina, right? When you're in the hotel, you always got to stock up. Make sure you got water so you can still get that water first thing in the morning. Super, super important, right? So grabbed my bottle of Aquafina. This is an endorsement for Aquafina. Ramon, let's work on that, all right? Let's work on that sponsorship, all right? So drank my bottle, drank some of my bottle of Aquafina. As you can see, I haven't drank it all. And then I opened up my planner. This is what I do every day, morning five planner. Open up my planner, and at the top of the planner, there's always a quote that is submitted by actual members of our community, right? So that's how we put this together. We collect a bunch of quotes from people all over the world, their favorite quotes, their favorite Bible verses, so on and so forth, and those go in here so that we can connect our community and also be inspired by each other. That's what I love about this thing right here. And so open it up this morning, and at the top there is, it's actually a Bible verse that was submitted by Bettina Bullard. This is Bettina Bullard right here on the screen, and she submitted her favorite Bible verse. And her favorite Bible verse is Romans 5:8 that says, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And so I went ahead and threw that in Google real quick, as I always do. I like to get a little more context. And it says, "God shows his love for us in that we were still sinners, and he died for us." I thought, what a powerful message, right? What a powerful message. I can remember many times in my life saying, if they do for me, then I will do for them. If, right, then. God's not an if then. He's not an if then God. Even whilst we were sinners, he died for you. Even whilst we were sinners, he died for me. Even whilst we were sinners, he died for these guys right here.
I got fired from the bank today. A woman asked me to check her balance, so I pushed her.
My dog accidentally ate a whole bag of Scrabble tiles, so I took him to the vet. No word yet.
I haven't talked to my wife in 7 years. I don't want to interrupt her.
My wife got pissed at me because I accidentally overcooked the ribeye last night. I told her, we all make mistakes.
To the guy who invented zero, thanks for nothing.
My son asked me what it was like to be married. So I told him to leave me alone. And when he did, I said, why are you ignoring me?
If 666 is all evil, then 25.806-9758 is the root of all evil.
Good morning and welcome to Rise and Grind Live. Unlock your full potential with the power of daily motivation, education, inspiration with your host, Glenn Lundy, a husband to one, father to eight, global motivational speaker, and the author of The Morning Five.
I'm Heather Parody, former therapist turned online entrepreneur and wannabe comedian.
Celebrity interviews, transformational information, and a massive community around the number one morning show in the world. It's 5:30 a.m. and it's time to rise and grind.
Hey, shout out to my guy, Don Sankey. I'm sure he is incredibly grateful that we started today off with some dad jokes. I couldn't help but think about my guy, Don. I'm like, man, he is truly going to appreciate today's episode. If anybody will appreciate an episode of Rise and Grind, it would be Don Sankey on a day that we start off with dad jokes. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you, my friend? How are you, my friend? Dude, today I'm having to like lean in the setup that I've got here in the hotel. I can't like lean back because then I'm at an angle and I'm like looking down at you. And I don't want to look down at you. I want to look up at you, right? I am honored to be here with you, and I admire your hustle. I admire your commitment. I admire your discipline. I admire your creativity. I admire all that you bring into the world. And so I'm like leaning in because I look up to you and I honor you. So it's gonna look a little weird today. All right. That's because today is Wednesday, aka CMA Day. CMA, that's Carter Myers Automotive Group. It's the most amazing automotive group in the country. My friend Liza Borchis, Don Sankey, who I just mentioned, he's a part of that group. Scott Simons, who's with us here every day, he's a part of Carter Myers Automotive Group, as well as many others that join us here on Rise and Grind. And so every Wednesday, I get the opportunity to spend time with that incredible organization. And so Wednesday has been labeled CMA Day. Carter Myers Automotive Group. It's the most amazing automotive group in the country. If you are ever wanting to join an organization where you get to actually be an owner of the company, if you want to be a part of an organization that cares, right? Like that's literally their thing, like an unprecedented level of care. I would suggest you connect with Liza or Scott or one of these guys or girls and become a part of CMA. They have over 1,100 associates across 23 dealerships all around Virginia. They're continuing to grow and expand, which is amazing. And so they have every type of position you could think of, from technicians to receptionists to assistants to detail to a lot to sales managers and salespeople and executive positions and everything in between. Right? Anything you can think of, they have a place for you over at CMA. So if you're looking for a career change, or if you're in the auto industry and looking to go somewhere else, I would highly suggest CMA. Today is also January 24th, 2024. And I am coming to you live from Panama City Beach, Florida. All right, Panama City Beach, Florida. If you've never heard of it, it's kind of on the Gulf of Mexico. It's a really interesting place in so many ways. Like, it's a tourist town, right? Like, where's that map? The map's in the other room. But it's a tourist town. So there are, my light is being weird. There we go. It's a tourist town. And so there are, you know, they've got one of those maps that they give you, and there's like 7,000 things to do. No doubt. And a lot of them have to do with swimming with dolphins, scuba diving, beach tour or ocean tours, so on and so forth, right? It's crazy. I mean, there's just thousands and thousands of things to do, and it's right on the beach. And what's very interesting is as you're driving into this area, you can tell that it's very industrial. There's a lot of construction and stuff going on. It's very industrial and it's very blue collar. Like, it's a unique mix, right? Like, I'm used to when I go to, you know, a beachy city. Is that a word? Beachy? When I go to a beachy city, I'm kind of used to, hold on, I got something. There we go. I just noticed that. Let me fix that. There we go. Now that should sound better in your headphones. For those of you that are wearing headphones anyway, that should be coming in through both ears now. So it's blue collar, right? Like normally when I go to a beachy place, I would not describe it as blue collar. But this place here, it's got a very blue collar feel to it. Which is interesting, very industrial, which is interesting. It's a little bit chilly, right? Because it's North Florida, right? Like we're not way down there in Miami or something, right? So it's North Florida. It was crazy, Mary Lynn Wilkin. We were driving through and we saw multiple 10X Living facilities like 10X Living Things, apartment complexes and stuff. Apparently, Grant owns a lot of property around here, Grant Cardone. But a little chilly, but not cold, right? Like 55 degrees, 59 degrees, 60 degrees. A little chilly, but not cold. And it's nice. Like this room that I have right here, we are right on the beach. The ocean's right outside the window here. You can't see it, but the ocean's right outside the window. And this, it's a two-bedroom, like, I'm in a full bedroom here. There's another full bedroom on the other side. There's a full kitchen. There's a full everything, right? Two full bathrooms and showers and so on and so forth. Like, right on the beach, two-bedroom, probably 2,000 square feet or so. And this place was $140 a night. Sit on that for a second. $140 a night for a two-bedroom suite on the beach. Now, I'm assuming it's probably also not peak season. So I'm sure that plays into it as well. But it's just a very unique combo that I am grateful, incredibly grateful to experience. One of the things I love about what I do is I get to travel and experience different cultures and different different places, so on and so forth. Super, super cool. So that is where I am. Now, it's funny how this worked out, though. All right? It's really funny how this worked out. So I got to share this story with you real quick, if you can hang in there with me. God's perfect timing. Let's talk about that real quick. So I had this trip planned for the last 3 or 4 weeks, doing a one-on-one with one of my automotive clients. We're doing a VIP day, and this is where we chose to do it. So on Sunday, I'm talking to my wife. Now, I own a jet, and when the jet is doing what the jet is supposed to do, it's very easy to get in and out of places. When the jet is in maintenance or one of my partners is using it, it's not as easy unless I'm going to a regular destination, right? Dallas, Phoenix, Charlotte, so on and so forth. So when you look at Panama City Beach, Florida, it's not really easy to get in and out of this place, right? It's a little bit challenging to get in and out, especially coming out of Lexington, Kentucky. So it's a bunch of connections and so on and so forth. What normally would take an hour and a half ends up taking 6 hours. It's a whole different deal. So I'm talking to my wife and I'm just explaining to her how it's a bit of a challenge and what normally would be a one-day trip where I would go down Wednesday morning and come back Wednesday night instead turns into a 3-day trip because I got to go down Tuesday, the day before, and then come back Thursday, right, the day after. And so I'm explaining all this to her and she's, listening to me as we listen to our spouses. So fast forward. She gets a message from a friend of hers, and her friend is having a baby. And so she says, hey, honey, my friend is having her baby on Monday, and I just feel compelled. I haven't gone down to visit her since she moved. Do you think we could find some time for me to get down there and see her now that she's having this baby? And I'm like, well, sure, of course. Of course. So where does she live? And my wife goes, Panama City Beach in Florida. And I'm like, what? Honey, that's where I was just telling you. It's hard to get in and out of. That's where I'm going on Tuesday is exactly to that place. And so my wife, thanks to my mom and her mom and Marcia, just an incredible group of people and help that we have, my wife was able to jump on the plane with me and come with me to Panama City Beach, Florida, where I will do my work and she will get to visit her friend. It's just amazing of all the places and all the travel, all of the things, the perfect timing. Her friend just happens to have a baby in this city that I've never been to before. So pretty crazy how that works, right? It's super funny. God's timing. And this week we are in a series called Life Lessons from Funny People, right? And so we're exploring all there is behind this gift of laughter and especially not just all there is behind the gift of laughter, but especially those that are able to deliver that joy and laughter into our lives, right? So we're going to dive into it. Before we do, though, you know what we got to do on this show? You know, we got to do a little dancing. An object in motion stays in motion. An object at rest stays at rest. So we want to get moving, right? I'm on Central Time. It's early, baby. And I'm excited to be here with you. So wherever you are, whatever time zone you're in, I need you to get that body moving. Let's go. How does Heather Parody do it? She's like, I think you gotta definitely hit. I don't know, but she's always doing something like that. For those of you that know, and those of you that don't know, this is the part of the show where I need you to hit that share button. I need you to hit that share button because I believe if we can change the way people start their day, it'll make a massive impact on this planet. This is also the part of the show where I want you to say good morning to me, and I'll say good morning to you. Whether you're watching live or you're watching on replay, say what's up, and I'll say what's up back. How you doing, Young Johnson? What's up, Marilyn Wilkin? What's up, Mary Kim Farkas? Christina Howard is in the building. Rodney Rock Hatfield is up in here. I need you guys to tag some new friends. Yesterday, Heather Parody was asking y'all how long you've been watching the show. And she was saying, hey, if you're new to the show or if it's been less than a year, drop your name in the comments. I didn't see no names. I saw a lot of 2 years and 3 years and 4 years and 5 years and 6 years. And I am grateful for that. Incredibly grateful for that. But we got to get some new folks up in here as well. We got to make sure we're making an impact on a global level. So hit those likes, which helps spread this out. What's up, Brandon Walker? What's up, Kaylee Fitch? Great to see you. Eileen Mitnick is in the building. Natasha Smith is in the building. Tag some friends. Tag some people that don't normally join us here on Rise and Grind. I would greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. I can't see YouTube right now because I didn't grab the iPad, and I apologize. But for those of you on YouTube, drop a bunch of hearts. Pop, 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 pop. Our YouTube has gone from like 10 to 20 views to 140, 150. A lot of people are starting to show up on YouTube. We greatly appreciate it. That's because of you. That's because you hit that share button. You're hitting those hearts. You're helping pushing it out. All right, keep doing that. All right, lastly, NADA, National Automobile Dealer Association, their big conference is in Las Vegas in February. If you are going to be attending NADA, please shoot me a DM. I want to connect with you. We're going to be having a big breakfast on Saturday morning of NADA. We're going to do a collective breakfast everyone's invited to on my dime. So if you're in the Vegas area for NADA, I want you to be there. And we're also going to be working out together on Friday morning and Sunday morning, I think it is. We're going to do some workouts together. And so if you're out in that area, I want you to work out. I want to work out with you, and I want to buy you breakfast on Saturday, all right? So make sure you check that out. And the Legacy Titles, my new book, is coming out on Super Bowl Sunday. We've got a hiccup or two that we're working through as far as getting pre-orders set up. So hopefully by the end of today, I'll have a direct spot that you can go for pre-orders. But worst case scenario, just know Super Bowl Sunday, right? Super Bowl Sunday, that's when that's coming out. All right, I'm going to hand it over to Heather real quick, and then we're going to keep talking about these life lessons from funny people. Does that sound fair? Cool, let's do it.
This is Waffles with Coach Jack. What you eating?
I am eating a gourmet salmon waffle.
Salmon waffle?
From Cafe on 8th in the beautiful hometown of the late Godfather, so Mr. James Brown himself.
Okay. Listen, I got a question for you.
Question, this, I gotta answer.
I don't know, this is a toughie.
It's a tough one.
This week we're talking about life lessons from comedians. Ooh. I feel like, and you tell me if I'm wrong, I feel like we can learn a lot about communication through comedians specifically.
I think so.
Yeah. And so if you're thinking about like watching a comedian, their craft or whatever, what do you think as communicators, because you're a communicator, we could learn from them?
Well, one of the things that we can
learn.
That's
salmoning. That's strong.
Is.
It's strong.
Oh, I need to move the salmon.
Go ahead. What do you think?
But one of the things we can learn from comedians is that comedians are able to say truth because it's under the auspices of comedy, but there's real truth in it. And when we listen to them, we can learn what people really think.
You don't think communicators do that? You don't think communicators say what they think?
I think what communicators do oftentimes is they forget the psychology of play, and therefore they become super serious rather than silly and funny.
Okay. So you're saying as communicators, we need to focus on telling the truth more.
Tell the
truth. And then play a little bit more.
Have fun with it. As PJ, one of the things that I really love about the number one best-selling book of all time, B-I-B-L-E.
Is that the number one best-selling
book? It's the number one best-selling book of all times.
Okay, I'm getting distracted.
And God has a sense of humor. And then Jesus has a sense of humor if you understand the culture and the things that he's always asking questions to the disciples, questions that he already knows the answers to. That's really a part of humor.
All right, y'all, what do you think? What's something from a comedian that we could learn to become better communicators? I just put whipped cream in my mouth, sorry. It's pretty good, these waffles are fire.
Time staying in character.
I know you are. You don't have to tell me.
I see better character development on the Match Game. Let's try to concentrate and work hard.
Oh, please. Fine. Work hard. Work hard.
All right. You know what?
Last night you didn't say that.
I'm sorry.
It's not a game called Scenes from a Hat. It's for all of you. Unlikely superheroes.
I'm paranoid. God.
World's worst subject for an interpretive dance.
Impotence is a horrifying thing.
All right, if entertainers worked funerals.
Is this the loved one? All right, start the truck, Johnny. Wow, look at him move. Isn't that incredible, ladies and gentlemen? With just 6 volts, you can make your relatives dance again.
Inappropriate anecdotes on a celebrity talk show.
So I said, get off me, Grandma, I'm done.
And then I'm watching through the window, and there's Robin and his grandmother.
What Robin Williams is thinking right now.
I have a career. What the hell am I doing?
Welcome back. Sorry, is anyway. The winner tonight. Colin Mockery! Colin Mockery is the winner! Colin Mockery is the winner! Now we're going to play a game for you called Props.
Sit!
Bring me those Dalmatians, quickly!
Hello, Lucy! What are you doing here at the show?
So while we're gonna end the show with everybody reading the credits for you, I want you to read the credits as everybody doing the river dance. That's what I want you to do. Read the credits doing the river dance. Good night, everybody. Thanks for watching. See you next time.
You know, Robin Williams hid his struggles, teaching us that behind laughter there can be a lot of pain. Yet joy can be found bringing laughter to others. In our lives, it's important that we find joy in the midst of our storms and find ways to lift others along the way. You know, my favorite Robin Williams quote, Robin Williams said, "You're only given a little spark of madness. You mustn't lose it." You're only given a little spark of madness. You mustn't lose it. I love this quote because it makes me think about how serious sometimes we get in life as adults. I mean, last night, my wife and I went out, right? She went and visited her friend, saw the baby. I did some work. She comes back. And so we decided to go out, right? And so we went down and we walked the pier. There's a pier about 20 minutes from here. We went down and we walked the pier and we had dinner. And we had dinner at Dave and Buster's. We had dinner at Dave and Buster's and we held hands and we played that game where you see if you can smack the other person's hand as fast as you can, right? They put their hands on yours, try to smack them. So we played that game and we laughed a lot. My wife and I laughed a lot last night. And then we came back home and we got in our pajamas and we got in bed and we turned on Big Bang Theory. And it was 8 o'clock. It was 8 p.m. When all was said and done, when we were in bed in our pajamas, it was 8 p.m. Now, here we are with no kids. We got 7 kids in the house at home, 8 kids total. Here we are in this place that there's 7,000 different things that we could do. It's complete free-for-all, right? It's a tourist city. There's stuff to do everywhere. And yet here we were in bed at 8 p.m. laughing and watching Big Bang Theory. And it was like pure bliss. Isn't that funny? Like, it's as though we spend our youth trying to really complicate things. And as we age, we fight to simplify things. But somewhere in the middle, we turn off fun and silly, and we kind of lock into this serious, mature state. And that's what I love most about this quote. You're only given a little spark of madness, you mustn't lose it. To me, it's that child, right? The inner child, the ability to let loose and have fun and not complicate things and just keep it simple. You know, I think about how my kids, when they were little, used to play for hours and hours and hours with a cardboard box. And they would sit in it, and all of a sudden that cardboard box was a race car. They would put it over their head, and it was a space, a helmet, as they were an astronaut. They would put it over on its side and turn it into a train. It was so simple. And to me, that's laughter. Laughter is the simplest form of human connection. It doesn't require an understanding of each other's ecosystem. It doesn't require an understanding of each other's politics. It doesn't require an understanding of each other's language. Laughter is the most simple form of human connection. You can share a smile with somebody across the room that you've never met before. You can share a laugh, and all walls that separate come crumbling down.
Well, my testimonies are usually how I mess up, man. Remember, I was doing this show about 3 years ago, and it was this big deal. It was about this size, almost like 2,000 people. And I was doing this show, and after I did pretty good. And after the show, they took me to this room with this table, had a pen on it. I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do here? And they said, well, we're going to let some people in, and we want you to sign autographs. And I said, okay, I can do that. And they did. They opened the door, like 100 people line up at that table for my autograph. I'm like, oh, sweet. I felt pretty good about myself. The first lady in the line, she walks up to me and she goes, would you put your favorite Bible verse under your name for me? Just your name and then put your favorite Bible verse underneath. Did you do that?
I'm like, okay. Sure.
Well, my favorite Bible verse is Psalm 34, verse 8. It says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in him. That was my favorite verse. But that night, I forgot the verse. I just blanked on it. You know how sometimes you know, like, sir, when you dress today, you know what I'm talking about? It's like your brain isn't, it's just not working. So I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, it's Psalm something. I got to pick something. And I said, oh, I'll just have to make up a verse here. So I did. I picked Psalm 38, verse 7. Just picked it out of thin air. Psalm 38, 7. Okay, I did it. Like an idiot, I did them all that way. Tim Hawkins, Psalm 38, 7. Hope you enjoyed the show. So I'm driving home that night. I'm like, oh, Lord, I hope that was a good verse. Oh, Lord, could you change the scripture if it's not, just for one night? But he did not hear my prayer. So I get home, and I look up Psalm 38, verse 7. And to my horror, it says, lo, I have a painful disease in my loins. Oh, yuck it up. Thanks for the help. What are there, a billion verses in the Bible, and I chose that one? And I signed it 100 times and sent it out in my own little mission field. Go! Take the word! Don't forget my loin problem! Build schools and hospitals! Don't forget my loin disease!
I mean, come on. Dude, laughter, simplest form of human connection. As we are in this series this week, Life Lessons from Funny People, which thanks for joining us, Stephen Smith. I'm glad you're here. As we are in this series, Life Lessons from Funny People, I have found it profoundly impactful how through laughter, we're able to deliver a message. We're able to break down walls. We're able to, you know, these comedians are able to, obviously that guy, you know, he's a Christian comedian. He's throwing out Bible verses. He's making references to the Bible. He's sharing his mission. He's doing it in a way that whether you're a believer or a non-believer, whether you, you know, if we're just like, hey, you know, here's the Bible and you're not into that jam, like instant wall, right? Whereas we tell a joke about being at a place and signing and putting in a funny scripture about our loins and all walls come tumbling down. So listen, we're going to continue learning life lessons from funny people this week. I hope that you'll find it as valuable as I have found it. I'm so grateful for my funny friend, Heather Parody, for bringing this this topic to us this week, because it's been absolutely incredible. But I just want to end on this. Just remember, we spend half our life complicating things and the other half of our life trying to simplify things. I say, let's not lose sight of the madness that exists within us. And I say, instead of spending all that time making things complicated, let's just spend more time sticking our hands out across the table with our friends or our loved ones, smacking their hands, and maybe watching a couple episodes of Big Bang Theory. Sheldon cracks me up. On that note, I love you. If nobody's told you that yet today, I want to be the first. I absolutely stinking love you. Thanks for rolling with me. I'll be back again tomorrow morning at 5:30 a.m. We'll do this all over again on hashtag Rise and Grind. Have an incredible day.
Well, my testimonies are usually how I mess up, man. Remember, I was doing this show about 3 years ago, and it was this big deal. It was about this size, almost like 2,000 people.
No! Take the word! Don't forget my loin problem! Build schools and hospitals! Don't forget my loin disease! Cut, 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 cut! I'm really having a hard time staying in character.
I know you are! You don't have to tell me! I see better character development.
From the bank today. A woman asked me to check her balance, so I pushed her.
My dog accidentally ate a whole bag of Scrabble tiles, so I took him to the vet. No word yet.
I haven't talked to my wife in 7 years. I don't want to interrupt her.
My wife got pissed at me because I accidentally overcooked the ribeye last night. I told her, we all make mistakes.